This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. I think we all have moments in life when it seems that the weight of the world presses heavy on us, and sometimes the path grows dim. In these moments, we're called to choose whether to press on in faith or turn back to what's familiar and safe. It's in these moments that I believe the true nature of discipleship is revealed. In John's Gospel this morning, we encounter Jesus speaking words that are difficult, even unsettling. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Those words challenge us to move beyond mere understanding and into the deeper realm of the embodied flesh, faith in the incarnate Word. The Greek word that's used in this passage doesn't just mean difficult to understand. It means harsh, offensive, maybe even intolerable. It's a word that captures the essence of the challenge Jesus presents to his followers, a challenge that demands a response of true discipleship. We had the funeral service for my mom this past Wednesday, and as I reflect on this passage, I'm reminded of the directness with which my mother spoke and lived her life. She, too, spoke her mind with unwavering certainty. As many of you know, Dallas Willard is one of my favorite theologians. And in a sermon on this passage, Dallas offers profound insight into Jesus' challenging words. He explains that Jesus deliberately used this difficult teaching, and I'm quoting Dallas, to shake them up and throw them off the track of their ordinary thinking, to get them on the track of eternal living. Notice he said not eternal life, he said eternal living. Willard suggests that Jesus was not merely offering comfort, but was inviting his followers into a deeper reality, a reality where life is found not in the temporal satisfactions of this world, but in a union with him that transcends all earthly understanding. Willis continues, "Eternal living means that we take our lives and put them in union with the life of God so that our life becomes a part of what God is doing." This is the essence of true discipleship, to live in such a way that our lives are intertwined with the life of Christ, to allow his life to shape and direct our own. And this is where we find this powerful truth. Are you ready for the bumper sticker for this week? Eternal living starts now. It's not something distant. It's not something that only begins after we leave this world. No, eternal living is a reality that we can enter into here and now. It begins the moment we choose to align our lives with the life of God, to make his purposes our purposes, and to let his love flow through us. This path, as Jesus is telling us this morning, is not easy. It requires a profound letting go, a surrendering of our desires, our plans, our understanding. I think my mother understood this well. She lived her life with a boldness born of deep, unwavering belief, a belief that was not just a quiet internal conviction, but a living, breathing force that guided her actions. Reflecting on the manner in which she lived her life, it's a reminder to me that eternal living starts now. It's in the way we love. It's in the way we serve. It's in the way we live our life of faith every day. Another one of my favorite theologians, N.T. Wright, emphasized that what Jesus offers is not just another meal, but his very life. Quoting Wright, "Jesus will put his own life at risk. Indeed, he will actually lose it. And his comrades will benefit from that, from his death. They will drink his blood." This, Wright argues, is not a mere metaphor. It's a reality that demands a response from us. To eat his flesh and to drink his blood is to enter into the mystery of his life, death, and resurrection, to participate in the very life of God. So back to my friend Dallas. I wish he were my friend. He's kind of my friend. Dallas further explains that Jesus' teaching on eating his flesh and drinking his blood is about more than just the Eucharist, though it certainly is present in that sacramental way. Dallas says the point was not the bread and the wine, but him. The ministry of the elements that we use in our services, and now that's an impartation of himself. And by that impartation, you enter into eternal life. Dallas reminds us that it's not just a ritual to be observed, but a reality to be lived. It's about receiving Christ into our lives in such a way that our lives are transformed, our actions, our thoughts, our very being. And this is the challenge of true discipleship, to stay with Jesus, even when the road is hard, even when the teachings are difficult, even when others turn away. It's to recognize that in him and in him alone, that's the fullness of life. Peter understood this when he declared, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life." Peter's words are not just a statement of belief. They're a declaration of his commitment. He recognized that there's no other path, no other source, but in Jesus. He understood that eternal living starts now. It's the choices we make, the paths we follow, the way we allow Christ to live in us. As we reflect on the lives of the people who've gone before us, like my mother, we're reminded that true discipleship is lived out not in grand gestures, but in the everyday moments of life. My mother's life was a testament to that kind of discipleship. She didn't just believe, she lived her belief in the way she loved, served, and the way she spoke truth. Dallas would say that her life was a living example of what it means to take Christ's words into oneself and allow them to transform every aspect of life. My beloved, as we gather here today, let us carry forward that same truth. Let us honor the memory of those who've gone before us by living our lives with the same boldness, the same unyielding love, and the same unwavering belief that they showed us. Let us be the hands and the feet of Christ in this world, just as my mother was, reaching out, lifting up, and loving deeply. But let us never forget that eternal living starts now, in the here and now, in the way we live, in the way we love, in the way we follow Christ. So, my beloved, do not let your hearts be troubled, but neither should you expect the path of discipleship to be easy. The teachings of Christ are not simple. They are demanding, and they challenge us to our core. Many turned away when they heard his words, finding them too hard to bear. But the true call of discipleship is to remain steadfast, to walk the difficult path, to take the challenges head on, and to trust that in Jesus alone we find the words of eternal life. I've had times in my life where the teachings were difficult for me, when I lost sight of the fact that my eternal living had already started. This week was not one of those times. My eternal living sustained me through a difficult week with the burial of my mom. I found that by staying with Jesus, I found a life that was a little richer, a little more profound than anything else this world could offer. And as I remember that eternal living starts now, and it's living in our struggles, in our perseverance, and on our decision to follow Christ no matter the cost. May we walk this path with courage, with faith, and with the deep assurance that in Him and Him alone is life everlasting. Eternal living does indeed start now. Amen.